we're back. It's 8:21. Cloudy sky, 11 degrees. Thursday talk round continues. Talking vending machines today with Jana Gagelin, and takes me back to going to the zoo to feed the goats and the ducks.
I know.
Two of my favorite things to do down there.
Yes.
And those goats get after it.
Those goats get after it. And this season, and it won't be opening day, but this season we have a special project, and we'll be back to announce who that is in honor of.
Nice.
And a lot of people will be happy to hear that and what's going to happen with Corin in the petting zoo this year.
All right. Tom and Kathy in our Thursday morning zoo here. Busy getting ready for the opener.
Well, we're busy. We're always very busy.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get ready for the opener. And outside things are kind of, you know, lots of things going on. Don't get me wrong. Nobody's twiddling their thumbs down there. But we're looking ahead going, when it does melt, how crazy will that be for all of us?
It's got everybody on hold.
Absolutely.
Really does. I mean, like the whole country is like,
we're working every day. We're getting things ready. We're doing what we do all winter long.
Yeah.
And it's very busy. But, or in addition, I should say, and we're looking at that cleanup day. I think everybody should stay tuned for that announcement because that's supposed to happen the 15th of April. That's a couple of weeks away.
We'll see.
We're not going to say anything at this point, but look at Mr. Optimistic over there.
You know, we have a picture of you, Bill, in the break room, and it's on the dartboard. Every time it snows, we throw darts at you.
I'm just the messenger, and I'm not even that. I blame Mick Care for everything.
Now we go, Uncle Bill's doing to us again.
I thought he was going to say, we have a picture of you down there doing your annual pre-opener,
which we're going to do again this year because I love doing that.
I do too, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes even mention the zoo.
So highlights this year, what can we look forward to coming down to the zoo? What can people key on?
People can key on, you know, their favorites. Let's talk about their favorites right away.
Yeah.
They're greeted by the tigers, which are a new favorite back to us, and we recently,
well, Felix will be out.
Felix will be out last year.
He wasn't out during the season, so they'll get to meet Felix. And the little bugger is growing.
I was
like going to
say a little bugger. I bet he's a little bugger.
Bill was in with him.
I was with him.
Yeah, you wouldn't anymore.
What a great experience! And I've got a little video footage of that, and I'm never getting rid of it. Because that was just a great afternoon, and again, a testament to what you do down there. But I would imagine he's not little anymore.
No, Felix, we don't go in with anymore. Felix is way too big, and he is growing. If he gets the size of his father, he's going to be a monster tiger on there. And it's just great, and his personality is just like, look at me. I'm having fun.
He does have a personality. Now, he was brought in for breeding purposes, correct?
He was brought in. We needed a mate with our female. We had two females on loan, and we're knowing that one of them would be going back, and we returned Tilly to the Safari North Zoo in Brainerd. You met those good folks that came in here with a
great people.
With a white kangaroo, wallaby?
Wallaby. White,
it was
wallaby.
Wallaby. And so we got to spend Sunday with them, and that's a lot of fun. Also looking forward to this summer, we'll have some new education animals, which have been put on hold because we needed the weather a little nicer. Not to travel in. We're used to traveling in everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like UPS for the mail service or our good folks that deliver anything to us. And but because of the housing that they need to be in and the renovation for someone that cannot start.
Yeah.
And it's small renovation, but we need to change some things up. When you're bringing in African crested porcupines, you need to change the wood frame to something else.
I would imagine.
And then also, May is going to be very exciting when the schools are coming because we have changed our tour logistics a little bit, where people will come in and every school will be serviced with people on the pathway talking about the animals. So they didn't get in on a tour or they forgot to book a tour and they see others on tour and they're like, oh, darn it. Teachers will know that their students are going to benefit as much as anybody, which they always do.
Sure.
But we're going to hype that up a little bit more. So many more other things. We're working with the college. Their new posters are coming out. for the signage, and
we have some new volunteers coming on that retired, and they go, I'd love to work at the zoo. We go, okay, we got your name, your number.
And then
you just mentioned it. You're in now.
They mentioned it. We had them a schedule. some cool things happening in the petting zoo and Grandpa's petting zoo, like we mentioned earlier, and some new animals. And just come on out and say hi to your favorites. Say hi to the new ones, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, I got a question. You know, you said you met, you spent the weekend, was it, with your friends? Are other zookeepers, zoo directors, curators as passionate about this business as you guys are?
Absolutely.
I can't imagine anybody being more passionate than you two.
Absolutely. You know. And we're a huge network, and not just regionally, but nationally. Yeah. We have good friends out there. We've got colleagues. We've got people that are calling. Tom's got a national meeting today. Thanks to technology, we can afford to do that. Years ago, we couldn't. We had to jump on a jet, and we couldn't do that. But with Zoom and everything, there's a place for all those kinds of technology that we all kind of go, but it's really nice. And he's got a national meeting today with CAA. And
isn't that a scary thought? On a national committee, but Kathy is too, so.
Well, you both are, and that's the beauty. And I talk about outreach, and I brag about your outreach all the time. But yeah, I mean, it is coast to coast. So
And it's fitting because she's the chairman of the National Education Committee. So that fits right in.
Right, absolutely.
We've got a team down there that is so eager for spring, and you know, some of our veterans and several new ones, or a couple new ones. And they're just dynamite, and we're going to just enter this season, as usual, with a lot of vigor and ready to go, and as we are each day when their boots touch the ground. But saying that is a lot, too. Our new keeper has spent time in Alaska, and I think she probably saw less snow.
Yeah, probably.
But all
when the
good.
Winters are easier in Alaska than they are here.
New classes, workshops. And some new things in the Nature Center.
All right.
So stay tuned for that, and don't forget about our outreach. We were in Richland 44 Fun Night. We were at Colfax last Friday for 3 hours with some outreach animals. And at the last minute, Tom goes, let's throw some little chicks in there, you know, same as our Hop into Spring.
Yeah.
And they were the hit. They were the hit. The snake, of course, was always a hit, but the chicks were the hit. And kids were just all ages. It was nice to see middle school age and sitting there playing with these chicks. And, you know, you expect it from the little kids. And it was fun to get that crowd of the middle school. And they did a heck of a job. They always do. And it's good
stuff.
Well,
it was fun to see the adults telling their kids, go pet the chickens. And pretty soon the adults are sitting on the floor holding chickens, looking around.
It works that way, doesn't it? It works that way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the adults wanted to hold them.
Beauty of the zoo, too, I think. You mentioned that for adults. You can go back. Takes you back to being a kid.
It does.
You know, and that's a part of the allure.
And without knowing it, animals are very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. And some of us just never grew up.
That's true.
That is true.
So getting back to the Zoom call, is he photogenic? Does he look good on camera?
No.
I don't know. I never got to see him.
I never had. You see how that was?
He is. You've seen him on TV.
Freudian slip there.
He does well. Yeah. We even come in some commercials, so hey, we're brave there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Folks, always great having you in.
You as well.
I'll be back next Thursday, and we'll talk more about the opener.
Absolutely.
Excited for this. We'll be into April then.
I'm very excited. Thanks to the community for all their support. And ongoing for a great summer.
Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz. It's the Morning Zoo. We do it every Thursday at 8:20 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the